Bournemouth up next for the Reds as we look ahead to the League Cup on Wednesday night. It is a pre-match warm-up. You've got Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Phil Blundell and Josh Williams. No caller for this one, so we will just push straight through. And Josh, we will get stuck into Bournemouth as we move through the show, but having had the three home games post-international break, a chance to reflect really. And from a Liverpool point of view, from a results purely point of view, it couldn't have gone much better for the Reds.
No, it's looking good. I think, obviously, there's the slight frustration attached to Spurs, which I think is unfortunate, but I still think there's an element of, like, Liverpool basically working out still, like, how good are we? How good is this current team? And I think there's, you know, Solskjaer's come out with a few things, just pushing, like, you know, going for every tournament and things like that. But I think that's what's exciting about this period. Like, we still haven't figured out roughly how good we are yet in terms of the level that we can compete at. Only lost once all season so far, and you know, as I said, that was a really unfortunate loss where we suffered two red cards in a space of 90 minutes. So yeah, it's looking good. And going into this Bournemouth game, I think it's, again, we've got the depth to keep going in this tournament further.
The depth thing is interesting, Phil, and what kind of occurred to me as I was driving in, I was thinking about the three home games we've had, and I don't really feel like we've had to overexert ourselves, to be honest. I mean, I think the Everton one, if you're in the stands, you may be getting a little bit panicky at one point, but I'm not sure the players were. And then the Toulouse thing, again, it felt like a bit of a coast. And no offence to Nottingham Forest, and I know they were missing one or two players, but again, that felt like a bit of a walk in the park.
Yeah, they feel fully in control, don't they, of everything. That they know that there's a real confidence and a bit of a, I was going to say swagger, but it doesn't feel like a swagger, although it probably kind of is. It's just like they know what they are, and they know that they're playing teams that they are just a lot better. I mean me and Neil have both mentioned before about the 60 points against the bottom 10 teams that you can get, and it has looked in those games that we played against those bottom 10 sides that they know that is, I wouldn't say necessarily realistic, but it's achievable. And even if you don't get 16, you get 55, 56, 57. I think I've probably picked a number that's mathematically impossible there, but still, there's numbers in that region that you're like, right, that's a good return, and that's what this team's capable of, and that is how you platform yourself, and they know that that's what they've got to do, it feels.
Do you think expectations have changed at all, Neil, in terms of maybe where the manager was at the start of the season? I think you were quite bullish as well as we kind of went into the season. He certainly was. But I almost think, you know, was some of that for show? Do you think he felt it would click as quick as it has done? Because when you are bringing in, you know, some new players, especially all in one area of the pitch, you're thinking, well, it might just take a little bit of time. There might be certain games where it doesn't quite feel right. But all in all, as we head into this one on Wednesday, the consistency has pretty much been there throughout the whole kind of opening part of the season.